Hey, this is Joshua Drew, Senior Tech Evangelist from Microsoft. I'm here to talk a little bit about developing applications for the Microsoft Band, specifically iOS this time. If you watched any of the other videos I put out, you saw that it was pretty straightforward to use the Band SDK for Windows and Android development. Same holds true for iOS. Today we'll look at getting the basic structure down that's needed to connect to the Band, as well as using the Tile Delegates and Tile Interaction to make a Band Selfie app. More on that later. Let's get started. First, I'm assuming you have your development environment already set up on your Mac. Latest Xcode, a test phone, etc. Once that is done, you can head on over to the developer.microsoft.band website to get started. Here we can view the latest documentation, design guidelines, and more importantly, the SDK that you need for iOS. So let's click to download that. Once that completes download, we can open it up and we can see what we have inside. We have multiple example projects, but more importantly, it's the iOS framework, and this is what we're going to use to import into our new project. I'm going to open up Xcode, and I'm going to create a new project. I'm going to choose a single view application and provide a name, location for my project. Once that's up and running, the first thing we need to do is get our project ready to interact with the Band SDK and Band development in general. So this is how we're going to communicate with the Band via Bluetooth. And second, we need to add our Band iOS framework. So within the general settings, we can scroll down towards the bottom there to the framework and library section. And what we need to do is add a couple things. The first thing we want to do is add the core Bluetooth library to our project. There are a couple ways we can add the framework. The first one is we can choose a framework, click on Add Other, and navigate through our Finder to locate it. The second one is we can just literally drag and drop it from our Finder into Xcode. Real quick aside, if for some reason when you compile and Xcode is barking about the framework, you might have to update your framework paths. You could do that within build settings. There's a couple different places to do that. The second thing I've seen is sometimes the framework actually needs to be in the project folder to be found. So you could just move that into your existing project folder and then add the framework from there. Next thing we need to do is let the app know that we're going to need some background modes to communicate. So what we will do is we'll select Bluetooth LE. Since that's how we communicate with the Band, it's a Bluetooth connection from the phone to the Band. Now we can start looking at our code. In our view controller method file, we need to import our framework header file and then add it to our controller. We also then need to add the Band delegates that we will be using. Client manager delegate is one that we need to get to get the client, the connection to the Bands, etc. And it performs a bunch of different connection states, and we'll get into that in a moment. In this example, we're also going to use the tile delegate since we're going to be interacting with tiles that are going to be on the Band and communicating back and forth. Other sensors and features don't require additional delegates. It's really this tile one or the tile functions that need a delegate. Next step is let's add a property for our client. We're going to choose a non-atomic property since we'll be handling multiple threads at the same time, potentially. So we need to create a non-atomic for that. And then now let's kick off the connection here. So if we scroll down into our didLoad method, we will start looking for the Band. The manager will get a list of attached Bands or attached clients for us. If it is empty or nil, we can error out or obviously error elegantly. If it's not, then we can assign the client the connection and then message the user some type of success mechanism that, hey, we are connected. Now let's add the client delegates that we need to handle the connection events. Client did connect. This is, you know, on a successful connection. So, you know, maybe we want a message to the user or, you know, navigate to the next page, something like that. Client did disconnect. Again, you know, this is on the disconnect event. So we can, again, message to the user that, hey, we've lost connection or you did disconnect from the Band. And then client did fail to connect. There could be a Bluetooth issue, a pairing issue. Either way, you can handle all of these events appropriately. So that's pretty much the basic structure that you will need to use over and over again to connect to the Band. Now we'll get into our app-specific example. We're going to create a button on a tile on the Band, or I should say a button on a page within the tile on the Band that we can send information back to the app. First, what we're going to do is create our tile button layout. This is the container for our pages. A tile layout can have up to 8 pages of content. When the user interacts with a tile, what happens is it opens up directly to the first page. What we're doing here is providing our tile a name, icons to use, etc. We're going to give it a unique ID so there'll be no conflicts between other tiles that might be on the band. Next, we're going to create a text block for our first content page. This will contain a block for a text and then a block for a button. And we'll populate those with content later on. Then what we'll do is we'll add this to the page layout. Speaking of layout, there are 3 types of page layouts or 3 types of containers that we can use. There's a flow panel where elements can kind of flow vertically or horizontally. There's a scroll panel where it's very similar to a flow. However, you can scroll off the side of the screen, or if your elements go off the side of the screen, you can scroll back to them. And there's a filled panel, which is basically a big rectangle filled with color, and you can add some messaging to that. Next, we can create our button page. This will contain our values for the page itself. So we're going to need a unique ID. This is needed again, for no conflicts. We'll have text data for our button as well. These values will eventually be added to our layout that we've created before. So again, think of it. So in order, we need to first create a tile. Then we need to create a layout. We can add the layout to the tile, and then we add the tile to the band, and then we can set the message of each of those content blocks. Remember, before we had, you know, the text block and the button block. So we can set the messages or the text of those contents to those blocks. Now that we have our tile and our page all set, we need to add some events to handle the interaction from the tile. So we have some subscriber events. Did open, did close, they're self-explanatory, did press. So if the user interacts with the button on the page, it'll send that information over to our application, and our application can handle it correctly. Now that we have all the elements, let's create a method to kind of kick all of this off and bring it all together. We will first start by creating the layout. Now we'll need to add a weak reference to itself to avoid any retain cycles. And this is really for Objective-C ARC programming, and here's a link to see more. Now we can add the tile, and we can create a handler for that. And again, if there's an error, we can message appropriately or continue on by implementing the page method that we created before, as well as setting each individual page if we had multiple pages. Now that we initialize loading the tile and the pages, we can create an action when we press the button on the band. In this easy example, we're going to use a notification manager to basically send a vibration tone. So what we can do is create some logic that, depending on the time of day, depending on weather, depending on whatever the action is, we can change the type of vibrations. And listed to the side, there's a few different vibration tones that you can choose from. We also have a callback handler that we can capture when the user completes the button action.
One of the last items is to call our method that we created to build the tile, the layout, the pages from the client did connect event. This way, each time there is a connection, we are registering the tile and the events that are needed for our application.
Now for the demo. Do you take selfies and use a selfie stick, or place your phone away from you with the timer on? And why are there only 3 seconds or 10-second timer options? Your selfies sometimes come out like this. Do you enjoy taking selfies with your pets? And when you do, your pet needs to relax and wait until you're all set up and the camera is set up, and you still don't get any good selfies. With the Band Selfie app, you can launch the app and its camera, navigate to the photo icon in a paired Microsoft Band, tap the launch button, and you will get a haptic feedback countdown when the picture will be taken. No more bad selfies.